the order, the North Platte County Fire Protection District meetings. It is Thursday, July 15th. It is 6:01. We will start with the pledge. Chief, we'll have you do this now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll recognize a moment of silence, please. We'll move on to number two, public comment. No action will be taken on any subject during public participation. It's been properly placed on an agenda for subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Chief.
Mr. Chairman, quickly, guys, on public comment. First off, I'm here in this suit because, number one, I still fit in it. And it is to congratulate all the new firefighters. Appreciate what you do. You're entering a profession that is phenomenal. Like I said, if I could go back 49 years, I'd start it all over again, too. So best of luck. Be safe above everything else. Take care of yourself. Okay? And hang in there. You'll love it. One last thing, too, Mr. Chairman. As I saw on the agenda, that it's also time for Chief Nichols' evaluation and contract consideration. I just want to add that, in my opinion, Chief Nichols has done more for this district than any of the past six or seven chiefs combined. And I know that because I'm one of them. But the community support has been phenomenal. The community outreach, very involved in the community, and just look around. See what's been accomplished in a very short amount of time, especially considering our budget constraints as you know, the lowest taxed district in Lyon County. But all the comments I receive all the time have been very, very positive. And I wanted to personally thank the chief. I say this has been a fun ride so far. I'm jealous, of course. Like I said, I wouldn't mind going back and starting over. But anyway, I just hope the board has considered all that. I'm sure they have. I've sat up on your side for a lot of years also. And anyway, thank you all. Young guys, stay safe, right?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Chief Carr. Any other public comment? All right, we'll move on to consent agenda. Consent agenda, all matters listed under the consent agenda are considered routine and may be acted upon by the Board of North Lyon County Fire Protection District with one action and without an extensive hearing. Any member of the board or any citizen may request that an item be taken from the consent agenda discussed and acted upon separately during this meeting. 3A, review and approve of board agenda. 3B, review and approve of board minutes. 3C, review of summary reports.
I second.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? No? Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? No nays. 5-0. Okay. And discuss some possible action regarding revenue and expenditures. 4A, enterprise fund revenue and expenditures. 4B, general fund revenue and expenditures.
It's a new budget year.
Yeah. No questions or comments. Okay. So we need a motion.
I'll make a motion to Jenny D. I'll move a motion to accept 4A enterprise fund revenue expenditure and 4B general fund revenue expenditures.
Okay.
Second. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Any nays? All right, we move on to the good stuff. Badge opinion center, I'm a firefighter, and I'm going to not, around. Karina, firefighter Bills, firefighter Callister, firefighter Morales, firefighter Selby, firefighter Chandler. Chief?
So, as one of our changes, just to remind you, instead of holding their badges off for a year, because we like our firefighters to be out in the public wearing their badge shirt, except for Kelly Cartwright, who's decided that today is the badge shirt day. I promised her I wouldn't do that. She loaned her badge shirts to other people so that they could get pinned to them, because we're still waiting on the uniform. It is my honor to present to you these five new firefighters. As we went through budget preparations and as the strategic plan it has been in front of you for quite some time now, these are the first few steps. We're still in those first few steps of bringing up our staffing to where we need to be to safely provide the services to the public and to be safe as firefighters ourselves. So three of these firefighters are helping us to round out staffing at Station 62. And one firefighter is a replacement for a recently resigned firefighter, and the other one is a firefighter that is receiving a reclassification from our wildland team to our full-time structural side. So I'm very happy with these guys, and they are great. So, without further ado, I think we'll start, and I know I'm supposed to do these in some particular order, but because I'm the chief, I can do it the way that I want to. And I want to start out with Mr. Chandler. So what I've got is I have Mr. Chandler here. Josh is a longtime community member, worked at Nevada Cement, and had started out, please come on up, started out as a volunteer for us, and went through Fire Academy and the EMS Academy, and now has taken a job as a full-time wildland firefighter for us. And he's a dedicated, brand new dedicated public servant, and I am happy to have him on the team. So Josh, who are you going to have pinned today?
My wife, Ashley.
Thanks. So you just hold it like that, and a stabbing motion.
Everybody here has been absolutely wonderful. It's been great, and I couldn't ask for a better place to work. Chief, you're awesome. All the stories I've heard of how you've made this place, as it is today, I'm honored to be working here underneath you and with everybody else here too.
Next, I want to invite a guy up, and his interview was a little bit different. Normally, people are very nervous when they sit in front of the chief's interview, and they tremor a little bit, and they're really worried about making a good impression. And this guy, when I was interviewing him, he was calm, cool, and collected, and I couldn't help it but to say, "Why are you so calm meeting with me?" And he says, "Come on, dude, I'm a boat mechanic." And so I want to invite Jesse Selby up. Now, another good story about Jesse is we hired Jesse last year, actually, as a volunteer, as a reserve. And paper, the ink on his hiring paperwork to be a reserve or part-time firefighter here wasn't even dry when we called him up and said, hey, I need you to go to Utah for 2 weeks on a wildland assignment. And so the very first shift that he ever worked for us was 2 weeks long in Utah. And then as soon as we converted him and hired him full-time, I called him up and I said, hey, you're going back
to Area 51.
And so he went to Area 51 on a wildland assignment for his first full-time gig. So anyway, I'm very happy to have you with us. And who's going to be pinning you?
My girlfriend, Annie.
All right. Annie, come on up. If I can open this without dropping it. Okay, again. Like that, and straight in.
It's been a long couple years since starting the academy, so to lead all the way up to this moment. So I just want to say thank you so much, and I look forward to this next year through probation to officially sign on here soon. Thank you.
Excellent. For our next badge, I like to tell the little stories. And we hired a couple guys as reserve firefighters together at the same time. And they look absolutely nothing alike. As a matter of fact, they're both in this room. But being the moron that I am sometimes, I could not ever remember which one was which. And so I kept calling Josh Chandler Mr. Morales. I kept calling him Alex Morales. And then Alex would show up, and I'd say, who are you? And he'd say, I'm Alex Morales. I said, no, that's it. So it took me a while, but now I know who Alex Morales is. So Alex, come on up. And I'm happy to have him here. He's almost done with paramedic school and will be our newest paramedic very shortly. So Alex, who's going to pin you?
My brother, and Leon.
Excellent. Nick, come on up.
Not gonna kiss you though.
If you don't
hit it. I'm just really excited to be here. It's been a great opportunity to be in reserve, and now becoming a full-time firefighter, it's really exciting. Can't wait to see what the future holds. So I appreciate it all. Thanks, Chief.
All right, next gentleman, I'm not gonna keep him in suspense, but Mr. Collister, come on up. So Chance has been around for a little while. He always went through, he went through our recruit academy. And I can honestly say, in all of the years that I've been doing this, I have rarely seen someone put so much energy into his training. Chance was always early. He always stayed late. He mastered every skill. And he did that the whole time knowing that as soon as he goes out in the sun, he's going to get a sunburst. and he is an absolute complete package for firefighter, and I couldn't be happier to have him on the team. And he promised me he's going to be a paramedic soon. Right? You promised me, right?
Yes, sir.
See, you just did. So who's gonna pin you today, Chance?
My mom.
I taught him all my stamps.
Awesome. Right, thank you.
Right.
get to this point. All the knowledge and all the skills that have been passed down as a reserve from the other firefighters, never take it for granted, and I promise to never stop working hard and show up like it's my first day every day. So thank you.
All righty. So we're almost done. But we have one new firefighter that he's scary. I swear, I would walk by somewhere and he would be standing in the corner studying a book. Or he would be, I'd walk by the back of the ambulance and the ambulance doors would be open and I would feel like someone was watching me and I'd stop and I'd come back and just stare, and there in the back of the ambulance, someone is sitting there studying, getting ready. But this went on for a couple weeks. Everywhere I turned, every day, this guy was there. It's almost like he was here for 2 weeks straight as soon as he got hired. And he has been a huge asset to us already on a couple of fires. And he has demonstrated his willingness to serve the community. And he never puts a book down and will be a master firefighter throughout his career. So Josh, please come on up. Good opinion.
My father.
Excellent. Well, come on up. If I can get the
chief, if I draw blood, is there, you know, first aid?
Morales is almost a bit. Almost. It's a little tight. Everyone's going to have to get worked in.
Yeah. Closed. There we go. It is tight. We're going to leave it like
that. First off, thank you, Chief. I was here for 2 weeks straight, the first 2 weeks you hired me. Very thankful for to be here for this department, this opportunity. Thank you for the board as well. I'm not going to stop studying. Ernest School is next for rescue from there. So thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Oh, Nick. Do all of you know Nick Perino? Come on up. So I had the opportunity to have lunch with one of the city council members today. And she has been bugging me, bugging me about one of those firefighter calendars. And I said, no problem, we'll get that taken care of. So I came back, and Captain McCoy and Nick were sitting in the day room when I walked in, and I said, hey, just be aware that this council member wants to do a firefighter. She called it a beefcake calendar. I'm not gonna go that far. And before the words even left my mouth, Nikki says, oh, I'll do it. And then I informed him that I actually volunteered him for all 11 months, and then that JT and I would do December, because we're the cuddle bears. So, Nick, you have been here. You've been pinned already as a wildland firefighter, and you went through our camp. You have been a dedicated employee, and I could not be more proud of you and the growth that you've done. And I'm really looking forward to having you as a probationary member again. So, who is going to pin me?
My mom pinned me last time, so my sister pinned me this time.
This will be the one badge that I can't get over.
Thank you to Chief, thank you to the board, thank you to all these firefighters that I work with. Like Chief said, I've been here as a wildland firefighter for a while, and honestly, this is the best district to work, best district and best group of guys to work with ever. I'm so happy to start my career now as a structured firefighter, and I can't wait for the next year. And for, so thank you.
The board, that's our our five opinions, if I could ask that we take a slight recess so we could take a couple pictures.
So I'd like to start the meeting and end the recess. So we are going to move on to number six, discussion and action regarding Chief Nichols' annual performance review.
Chief Nichols noticed that we will be discussing him at this meeting for NRS. In your package, you will find all five of the reviews from the board members. And at this time, you guys just discuss it. And
if you have questions,
if you have questions, comments,
directives, directions.
I only have one question, Chief. I'm not familiar with any like outside. It was on the box that had to do with like continuing education that wasn't in-house type to continuing any degree programs. I know you're pretty well educated coming into the department. I wasn't sure if you were doing any endeavors outside of the department. I wasn't able to evaluate you on that one area. But.
All right, I can elaborate a little bit on that. First is that this year, the Board of Fire Examiners did come out with guidance for the Nevada Fire Officer Training Program. It's the first time that the fire marshal has put out a formal from the fire examiners, a fire officer pre-certification. I just happened to see it when it first came out, and I applied, did all the work to apply for that, and am happy to say that I earned the first fire officer pre certification that they offered. So I did finish that. Finished a couple other minor classes. We've done some PIO classes. We've done some basic fire investigation classes, things like that that I've been involved in. But I will tell you that one of the biggest things that I did, because I did come with credentials and education, it is hard for me to find something that I'm not repeating already. And with that, after conducting an audit of where staff was, where our firefighters were, I thought, and I still think, that there's a lot of times where our firefighters hadn't had the opportunity for leadership classes and investigator classes and that sort of thing. And so I've really put a lot of time, I've tried to put a lot of time into A, mentoring the officers, to bring them to what I feel is a good level standard, as well as encouraging them and offering all of the outside training that they could take. So although it's not necessarily benefiting me personally as a certification or a paper certificate for myself, this approach I think has benefited the district as well as the officers that are here by giving them that ability to really extend beyond just the basics of I'm a company officer. The other thing that I've done, and it is harder for me because I can't necessarily go out and get a certification for this. I knew nothing of wildland firefighting when I got here. And of course, when I initially went through training, I received, I got my firefighter type 2 way back when. Never did anything with that. And when I got here, wildland fire was a fire in someone's backyard. Well, boy, was I in for a rude awakening. And so I've taken the opportunity to try and learn a lot more about what it takes to be an engine boss, what it takes to be in finance, what it takes to be a division supervisor, or a task force leader, or a strike team leader, those types of things. And although I can't necessarily open up a task book for myself for engine boss, I feel like I've been putting forth the effort to learn these things, and hopefully my staff has seen me trying to progress and learn in these wildland things without actually gaining the credentials. So that's a long way to put it, say I got one, but I really tried to do a lot more than just one new credential would show.
Awesome, thank you. Like I said, I know you came in with very credentialed, very educated out of the gate. So I wasn't aware of any other training that you've been doing or if there was anywhere else that you can go at that point. So other than that, Chief, I appreciate all your hard work. This department's definitely better today than it was the day before you got here. So I appreciate all the work. I see nothing but positive change, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
Director McCaffrey.
I'll just add that one of the big things I really appreciated was you listed the long-range plans, the goals, and have you just stuck to them and modified them to get through. And that's a big thing, you know, to see where we want to go and to get there. And you've obviously been checking a lot of them off, which is good. So not only are you setting goals, you're accomplishing them.
Well, I have the unique opportunity to spend a lot more time with you on the phone here at the firehouse. I came from, when I was on the board, to day-to-day operations were, you know, the firefighters, paramedics took care of themselves, handled things left and right. You came aboard. We've had an exciting 2 years. I wrote that in there and I gave everybody kudos because it's a team. It's not just mm-hmm. you. But just the attitude, the improvements, even when I talk to you personally or on the phone, it's always something exciting. So we're doing this, we're doing that. It's uplifting. It's definitely a huge improvement. I've seen the night and day. Thank you. Thank you for all you do, and these guys too. Yeah.
Well, there's several things that I appreciate and respect about you. You're a very charismatic person in your personality, the way you speak, you energize people, you get excited to do things, whether it's here in the firehouse or out in the community, and it's been very appreciated. You're very clear and you're very concise in the things that you present to us and talk. It is an example, I believe. You gave us several options to take a look at within the budget, and you were very fiscally responsible. And on top of that, you always have, in the budgets like that, the safety of your team and the community in mind. And as Director McCaffrey said, your vision for the future is exciting.
Well, I can't top all that y'all have said, but I agree with every one of you. And I'm mostly involved with the fire district in many ways. One is that outside of the district, civic-wise, and the chief, you're very involved with that, Rotary, with the chamber, and the things you do outside of those two groups. What you do for the public is very well received. And I think you've got tremendous respect in the Burnley community and public relations, and you have a very high visible standard that you try to hold yourself and the fire district. So I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
With that said, sounds like you're doing a phenomenal job.
All I ask is direction. All of you are welcome at any time here at the station. Please, if you have something that you want to talk about, if you have a direction, an inkling, you know, I saw a news article come out of Los Angeles. What about, you know, can we do something like that, or I have this idea. These are things that I want to know about, and I can't meet your expectations if you don't tell me what your expectations are. Just like I try and put out long-range, you know, short, medium, and long-term goals for the district. It helps for me to have short, medium, and long-term goals from you, the board of directors. And so please don't hesitate to ever come in and talk to me about things. If there's an initiative that you want to explore, or a change that you want to see, or clarifications, my door's always open to you, and my phone always gets answered. Please don't hesitate. And then last, I wanted to say that couldn't have got through these last 2 years without a phenomenal staff. And I tell them that, you know, I tell you guys all the time. Maybe I don't tell them, but once a month, I should do better at telling my staff how much I appreciate them. But Director McCassie, you hit the nail on the head. this has been a team effort. In my interview, when I was first interviewing for this job, one of the things that I said was that I want to let people do their jobs. And then in my first interview, or my first performance evaluation last year, one of the things that I said was, I've noticed the difference in people's attitudes, their behavior, and their what they've done for this district. And I could directly attribute that to one thing, and that's that I think that the staff here, the firefighters and staff, now have the permission to be excellent. And I think that was a missing piece before, is that they really didn't have that permission piece. I want excellence, and I want them to exceed, and I want them to be better than me in every way. And almost every day, they all are. And I couldn't do it without them. And I'm very proud of my command team and my administrative staff. I wish I could do more for them. But it is them that does the heavy lifting. I just do a lot of pointing. So, thank you for this opportunity.
Thanks, Chief.
I
have
noticed that.
No,
all
right. Anyone else got a comment? You just need a motion to approve this.
I make a motion to accept Chief Nichols' performance review for 2021.
I see.
So I have a motion to approve and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? No nays. All right, we're going to move on to number 7. Discuss some possible action regarding Chief Nichols' employment contract. So I asked to put this on the agenda, looking towards the future here of the fire department. Was it a 3-year contract? Which we had many discussions about stability, where we want to go in the future with the chief. Of course, your review obviously points that we're extremely happy with what you're doing and where we're going and what's been happening. So I wanted to put this on the agenda to extend your contract. From what I understand, so you'd be vested in PERS, that you would need a contract for 2 years and 1 week. With that said, with a small gentleman's agreement note, 6 months before you end a contract, we'll have a discussion and go through the hiring process of what kind of chief we want. And you want that 6 months to be able to show that chief the ropes and where we're at, what we're doing, and where we're going.
Right. As a thought, that's something that I've heard in case you have a...
Do you want to extend it 2 years or more after this contract?
After this contract, that's it.
So there's still 1 year left on this contract, but I didn't want to get to a point where we had 6 months, and if the board decided to go in a different direction, that someone would have to come in cold, and a lot of the work would be undone. Just want to be able to have appropriate succession planning, and that's why that idea of having that 6-month window at the end to perhaps bring in, to recruit and bring in someone, and then have an overlap so that there is that succession planning and there is that continuity in things. That's what I'd like to work towards.
So any questions or comments?
Chief, are you looking to stay for more than the 2 years and 1 week at the end of this contract?
I don't know. It is tough for me with my wife's business and my family being in out of state. But there's a lot that we still have to accomplish here, and I think that at that 5-year mark is a good, healthy mark for me to continue to work positively on things before I start breaking things. I don't mean that as tongue in cheek. I know that I will continue to look for challenges and continue to look for things to work on and improve. And if I can't find something, if we get to that point, I'll start tinkering with things, and then that's when things break. And Director McCaffrey, I know you're nodding your head on that one. So that I think the intent was to open up a dialogue, and first the term is, you know, I'd like to really explore that 2 year and 1 week option. I think there's a few other things that could be clarified in the contract, but that's what this discussion is for, I think.
What items do you feel need to be clarified?
Well, I think that as far as severance package goes, the way that we currently have our benefits, I earn the same benefits as far as vacation and sick leave. I have, and I will continue to donate most, you know, at least half of my sick leave to the sick leave bank. I don't use a lot of that, but I also don't use a lot of vacation time. Once in a while, I get to use a little bit of vacation time. When my contract is up, finally, I will probably be going into the unemployed for a little bit, and I would like to be able to have that earned benefit to be able to go with me. Typically, a vacation and sick leave, there's only one that we offer as a cash out. I'd like to explore the option of having both of those earned benefits as a cash out at the end. This particular contract is 3 years with no wage increase, no cost of living, no adjustment whatsoever, and I am not advocating for that this year, but I think that looking at the ability, and our current contract gives us the ability to do performance, you know, some performance enhancement in the wages, but I think that for stability, I like the set wage for a set period of time. I would like to discuss the possibility of the district being able to offer me a slight compensation increase. And whatever else we decide to talk about.
Do you have a number in mind for compensation?
Yes and no. We have, by the time that we're done with this labor agreement, we will have increased all of the wage increases for firefighters by over 28% since I got here. If I look at a 5-year contract and I look at a 4% per year, if we had steps or we had increases automatically built into the contract, that would equate to about a 20% increase. I think that that's a good number to start with. That would end up the for the final 2 years and 1 week of the contract. But again, that's kind of the ballpark that I'm looking at. Less than what percentage-wise, less than what has been offered to every other member of the district, but enough to keep me progressing forward.
Yeah, and if it's good for the geese. In the gander, it's good for all of us, I guess. There's more than one, so.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, I agree. And that would be an increase to salary, not in the form of a bonus. And then the buyout on the sick time, because you're already getting buyout on vacation, you'd be adding sick buyout as severance.
Correct.
Is there a mechanism, if we were to go forward with that, is there a mechanism we can use to where we're front loading that going away fund, that severance fund? In the now, so that we're not getting hit with X amount of dollars the day that the contract ends. And
I think we could. I think that there's some that there's some negotiation room in there. The one-time buyout is obviously lump sum. Everything's done. We can do those calculations, or you know, pardon me. It would take us a little bit of time just to do those calculations to come up with a good ballpark. But another option is to have a continuation until that particular, you know, like a installment payments for 3 months or 6 months or whatever down the road. That's an option. I can't tell you how embarrassing this is to talk about this. I don't like to talk about compensation because I always feel guilty. So that's just an aside for you. But I'm willing to have those discussions, and that's all I can say.
Were there any other items besides the severance, Chief?
I have a list, but I've left the list at home. let me put it real quick. I can't remember what. I think there were only one or two other things that they were, mind you, that in the next version of this discussion that could take place. I would hope that maybe we could have one of these discussions separate from a formal board meeting where we have everything else going on and we can focus entirely on just that one thing and perhaps get some stuff hammered out. My window right now is I'd like to have a contract wrapped up, knowing one way or the other, by January 1st. So there's not a rush to do anything tonight or even next month. I think there's 5 or 6 months to be able to digest things and talk about things.
Can we extend your contract and then come back later and negotiate those other items?
Is this
one
until
July
of next year?
To June
30th
of next year,
yeah. So we can just agree to extend it 2.5 years plus the, you know, have it 3.5 years, but then come back and negotiate some of those options in your contract.
I think we have a good handshake agreement right now on that. I'm comfortable with handling it all as one package.
So you don't need to know tonight.
No.
And then we can sit down, like you said, it's not a regular board meeting, but maybe have, because it's a personnel issue, to go through that.
It would still have to be a public meeting, yeah. But one that just doesn't have all the rest of the board badge pinnings and purchases and all that sort of stuff.
So we're just going to table this for now?
Probably. Now that we've had this discussion, unless there's other questions that any of you ask or have.
Director Kelly.
I'm good, thanks.
Director
good.
So we're going to table it until we can put something in writing and come up with something that works for the department and you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Should we set a goal for that of January? Or
the next board meeting? We're going to be in August.
Again, I think that if we go through the, we have a lot of things happening up to the August board meeting. I think if we take some time in September outside of the regular board meeting, I think that would be adequate and appropriate. I don't want to have to worry too much during this coming up month where we've got a lot of balls in the air.
Okay.
All
right. So September.
Okay.
That works.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll move on to number 8, discussion regarding the purchase of new ambulance.
Welcome back to the podium. So in front of you, you should see a quote for a new ambulance. This is part of our capital replacement plan. We are anticipating, we're anticipating some unanticipated revenue. And as part of that, I wanted to be able to start the ball rolling on the next ambulance replacement. The ambulance that needs to be replaced now is a multiple remount ambulance with over 250,000 miles on it? Ish? 200
on the chassis.
On the chassis itself. The box itself has quite a few more miles on it. Right now, according to the manufacturers, they're saying that there is quite a lead time on chassis, and so being able to get in the door on the chassis is vital right now. And so I have asked the vendor to start looking for a chassis. This obviously is not an action item tonight. We'll come back with the full financial information for it. but this is the ambulance that I'm going to pursue for our next ambulance replacement. The reason that I am only asking for one is right now we have a 2019 and a 2020. I'm sorry, a 2020 and a 2021. This would be a 2022. The next one would be a 2023. And then now we have a solid rotation moving forward on that 4 or 5 year range of being able to recycle our ambulances. The other thing with this is that we have two major capital replacement plans that we need to work with, not just our apparatus, but our SCBAs, which has got the grant, purchase new SCBAs. Well, they don't last forever. They'll need to do that also, but they're intrinsically attached to vehicles. And so what I'd like to do is I'd like to include for every vehicle that we replace from this point forward is adding the SCBAs to the vehicle as part of the vehicle cost, so that we're killing two birds with one stone. We're accomplishing both of those capital replacements at the same rate to keep things moving forward. It seemed like a logical approach to questions?
What is the lifespan of these vehicles?
Frontline lifespan in most circumstances is about 6 to 7 years. Now, ours are a little bit artificially decreased because of the miles that we get put on them. Every trip to the hospital is 85 to 100 miles, depending on which hospital we go to and depending on where we transport from. So we rack up miles very quickly. Both ambulances now are, of our brand new ambulances, are both treading at the 30,000 mile range. And we haven't had them in service for a full year yet. So they rack up miles very quickly. And we try and start working towards replacement at about 150,000 miles. And then for sure we have to really pull the trigger on replacement at that 200,000 mile range. It just becomes prohibitively expensive to operate with maintenance and safety issues. So that's the capital replacement plan. It's all based on mileage.
So that's why we're doing one every year to rotate
right.
out.
Yep. So and once we get the four ambulances rotated, because right now we only stand up routinely three rescues. We will have one that we can work into the rotation that may be able to expand the life frontline life status of the ambulances for another year, depending on how we can keep the mileage as evenly distributed as possible. So.
Is this the same build as the other two?
Yes, identical.
The two we just got, Chief, those are Fords or those are the Dodges?
Those are Fords.
They are Fords. Okay.
They are Fords. Ford is the only manufacturer that has a dedicated line, dedicated manufacturing line for these commercial type chassis. And with the heavy duty chassis that we need for our boxes, they're the only option that we have.
And we seem to, every so often, have an issue like we just had an accident.
We did. We got, it looks like we got sideswiped, but it was really more of a T-bone accident on the freeway last week. Some minor damage done to our vehicle or to our ambulance. We'll have that repaired through the insurance process from the person that hit us.
And then we had one down with needed the airbags.
Yeah, that one is not the one that we're replacing. We've just put some money into the suspension on that one. And although it's almost equal in mileage, the box and chassis are newer than the oldest ambulance that we're looking at getting rid of.
The reason why I bring that up, it's not always about the miles and the wear and tear. We have situations that happen, so right. It's better to be prepared to have new rigs come in every year.
Yes, sir.
Were there any staff involved in that as far as injuries?
No injuries to the person who hit us or to our staff. It just took us out of service for 3 or 4 hours to do all the paperwork and all the technical stuff.
Any other questions or comments? action on this.
No, I'm hoping that next board meeting we'll have actionable information for you.
Thank you, Chief. And number nine is discussion regarding the strategic plan.
Okay. So as I said to you last meeting, the strategic plan has three main components. There's the main strategic plan, mission, vision, values, and our goals. The next one is our timelines of operational profiles that we're working towards. And the third piece that we just finished up is the areas of responsibility, or the AORs. This document, as part of the strategic plan, divides the department into areas of responsibility, divisions or sections that each have their own particular thrust. There are seven primary AORs, and that would be volunteers, medical, capital, wildland, training, administration, and I can't read it, and I don't have my glasses on. Prevention. I'm looking at them right here. And prevention. And each of these areas is led by an officer in the department. So each captain has a particular area. They have people that report to them to do a lot of the ancillary stuff that happens around the department. So each particular division is divided in this document. So you can see the first one, district administration. That would be me directly reporting to the board of directors, and what those primary AORs are, the staff that's there, and what the total budget allotted to that division is. If we move to the capital division, you can see that this will be our new captain, Bill Snyder, who you'll learn. I just let the cat out of the bag.
Yes, you did.
Bill's going to get promoted next month, and actually his first day as a captain is, I believe, the 24th. Is that correct, Casey? The 24th. So we'll have his badge pinning ceremony at the next board meeting. But he'll be taking over the Capital Division as a direct report to me. The primary budget for the Capital Division is $440,000. And then the people that work underneath him in these AORs are here. Now, this may not be his direct subordinates on his crew. These are other people that have additional responsibilities. So you can go through the entire thing and know, essentially, what someone's responsibility is. Hey, who is it that takes care of PPE? Well, you can go to the PPE section. It has the names, has what their objectives are, so you know who it is that's responsible for taking care of our firefighter PPE, or vehicle maintenance, or station supplies, that sort of thing. So it just, you take the three parts, you put them together, and you have a complete overview of the district. Questions?
Pop quiz for the board.
Okay.
Who's in charge?
Who's in charge of medical?
Like, just what you spoke of. You know, who would be in charge of PPE and this and that? I was joking.
Oh, well, it's Kelly Cartwright, who doesn't wear a uniform shirt,
right?
And Nick Perino. Nick Perino handles our wildland stuff. See, there you go.
There you
pass.
Go. I was talking to the board members.
Oh, I've got to give you time to study.
You didn't get it. All right, we'll move on to reports of directors. Director Murphy?
No report.
No report. Director McCaffrey? I'm good.
I'm good.
Director Wheeler?
I've got a couple of things. One is that, as the chief mentioned, the month of July and August just ended up with a lot of stuff going on here. Not only wildland firefighting and the thing that happened on the fire side. One of the things that the fire district is going to be involved with, Coach Hallett will be involved with, some of us in the community will be involved with, this fundraiser we're going to have on the 14th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire district will be there, and so I'd like some consideration given to August 12th. August 12th, Thursday, that this event will be taking place, and we have numerous people in the community that are going to be involved with this fundraiser for the high school, which they do annually, and it's going to be an event of the Carby King. So just some consideration on that will be taking place that day.
What is the event?
It's the boosters.
Boosters.
Booster kickoff.
Oh, for the school season.
Very good. Time on that?
to do. I believe it's on there.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
On the 12th.
And they'll be setting up all day out there for that event.
I was confused. What was on the 14th?
Our board meeting.
Chief?
Sure. I told you about the ambulance wreck. There's some minor damage. Now, both ambulances have matching dents. They're not identical, but they're really close to matching dents. We'll get them fixed soon. I mentioned last meeting that our in-house legal, Ms. Jensen, has a presentation for impact fees. It's educational only. I would like to get that scheduled to where all of us can sit down and we can have a discussion, or not have a discussion, receive training about impact fees and how impact fees could work with the city of Fernley and the district. So with your permission, I'd like to get that on the agenda for all of us to be there and go through that training.
Okay. Let's do that.
Casey, does that need to be a public meeting if it's training?
We just have to do a workshop.
A workshop, okay. Next, we will be, we had one of our old engines listed for sale, and there were some mechanical problems that we ran into with that. We've had to take that engine now into the shop, and we're going to be putting a little bit of money into it, hoping to increase our return on investment once we finally do sell it. So we still have two Type 1 engines that are not in frontline status. One of them we will be selling, but it's going to take us a little bit of money. I don't have the quote back, but it's something that will help us get a better return when we eventually do sell it. Next is that we do have a crew out at Beckworth Complex. They've been gone for 4 or 5 days, and they were moving from the back side of the fire this morning over to the front line on the Doyle side, and I'm eagerly awaiting their call sometime in the next hour to tell me that they're off the line and we'll be safe. I'll worry about it when they're gone. So just keep them in mind. We do have a crew out. Next is that with some of the things that we didn't anticipate with in the budget this year, but again, we are anticipating some unanticipated revenue. There are a few things that we did not include in the budget that I want to put out there as thought points. First is that we still need to move forward with American Battery. In getting working with them for an air truck that will also double as our rehab vehicle. And then we have some aging staff vehicles. The vehicle that the fire marshal drives is becoming a drain, and the vehicle that the wildland coordinator drives is becoming a drain also. So I'd like to start exploring replacement of those. My plan right now is that we would replace those two vehicles with either Ford Explorers or Chevy Tahoes, and then outfit them for response for the fire marshal, myself, and then my Dodge pickup truck will then be repurposed as a wildland vehicle. So I'd like to be able to start getting some quotes and things like that on that. And last but not least, with this, again, unanticipated revenue, and the knowledge that we have a labor contract right now that has incentives that are frozen, and they've been frozen for quite some time, and the fact that we were able to pass the budget with the three new positions, but without the merit increase, I believe that we can offer follow the example of the school district and offer a bonus, a one-time bonus to our employees through some of this money. We can't use it for ongoing, but I'd like to talk about in the ballpark of $1,000 one-time bonus for full-time employees and a $500 bonus for part-time employees. the total expense for that would be about $38,000, and I think that that's a reasonable thing that we can do that doesn't cost us ongoing, given that our guys have really worked hard, and I'd like to do something nice for them. So that's all that I have. Any questions for me?
Questions, comments?
Thank you.
Move on to staff. Stacy, do you have anything?
Just an update on the Ambulance Saver. Renewals started July 1st. To date, we have about $17,000 in renewals that have come in. And of that, probably 3,000 are new subscribers. So going very well. That's it.
Casey. Move on to volunteers. Anything from the volunteers?
So Chief acquired 2 new misters for the rehab rig, and we are very happy. The firefighters are very happy. They've helped them cool off faster in rehab, and at the 4th of July, everybody tried to steal it from me. So.
Including me?
Yes.
Okay, local 4547.
I'll get the fire marshal report first, don't mind.
Can we add the fire marshal
report? For the fiscal year? Yeah, sometimes I get one, sometimes I don't. For last fiscal year, we had 33 plan reviews for just over $100,000. And so far this year, we've got 28 plan reviews come in. The last one's 29 buildings for Fremont Street. And they're going vertical, if you've seen that. And Mark Ford has about 30 or 40% of the concrete poured for that big building. In the local, we think we have to report.
Okay. City of Vernon. All right, we'll move on to public comments. No action will be taken upon a subject during public participation until it's been properly placed on an agenda for a subsequent meeting. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. No public comment online. Any public comment in the room? And we will move on to number 12, adjournment.